This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is on hold. He is Sir Sid, number four, hangs from the Raptors at Fiserv Forum because of the work this guy did for the Milwaukee Bucks in the 80s, and now he is joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Sidney, appreciate the time, man.
Well, thank you, guys. Congratulations on your tour drive. Sounds extremely exciting.
Thank you. It really, and you know what? It's incredibly beneficial to the young kids over at Children's Hospital. When they started this thing about 12 years ago, Sparky could talk a little bit more about it, but they were just so blown away by how much and how big it's gotten to now. This is like the number one toy drive that Children's even has all year long. So it's an incredible feat, and we're glad that the generous people of Wisconsin, that you know all about the people of Milwaukee, that the generosity is really what does it.
It really is, and I agree with you guys. You should never take for granted toys or kids receiving toys, because when I was younger, that was not a given. And I commend you all in the community of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, for all the work you all are doing to make sure that every kid should have a toy or two or three in some cases.
No doubt about it. We had John McLaughlin out here yesterday with us. Jim Paschke was out with the morning show earlier this week. So Buck's out in full force helping support the toy drive this year, and we appreciate that. Sidney Moncrief, let's see, player, got the number retired, hanging in the rafters, been a coach here in Milwaukee, assistant coach with the Bucks, have been on Fox Sports Wisconsin as an analyst. Rumor has it Sidney Moncrief is going to be a part of the postgame show on The Fan now. Is that true?
That is so true, and I will be given some insight after the ball games. Really excited about doing that. What better team could you want to analyze and talk about than the Milwaukee Bucks right now?
How do you analyze Giannis?
Giannis is a beast. It's hard to compare him to any player in the past. So it's kind of hard to say how he compares to any player in the past, because he's so unique with his skill set and with his size and with his impact. And he continues to grow and get better in his mindset. And that's the mark of a great player, is your mindset. I had an opportunity to talk to him today, and he's a winner, and he wants to win. He wants to compete, and he wants to get better every ball game.
How difficult is it as a player to walk away when the other team is being as physical as the Pistons were last night? It was almost like they were begging for a fight last night. For Giannis to kind of walk away and not get caught up in that.
Well, yeah, that's very, very critical, because sometimes as players, we're human, number one. We're people, and we have emotions. We get upset just like everyone else, and Giannis showed a lot of restraint to walk away. The game was pretty much over. And so why put your team and yourself in position? Why penalize your team and yourself moving forward over a game that's practically over? So very good restraint on his part.
You know, Sid, you guys have some pretty good teams under Don Nelson. How do you like this team currently, the way it sits with the Milwaukee Bucks?
Well, I like the way they're constructed. John Hurst and his staff, they did a tremendous job in putting together the right pieces. The guys buy into the system. Outstanding coaching staff. I watch them with their strategies and their adjustments. And they're all about having fun, enjoying each other as players, supporting one another, and winning. It's really amazing to watch how easily they're doing what they're doing. I know it's not easy, but the way they prepare and the way they play together is one of the most entertaining teams I've seen in quite a long time.
Sidney Moncrief joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, thefan.com as well. And Gary, I wanted to piggyback off something you just said
ahead.
With those 80s teams. You know, Sidney, you're looking at what the Eastern Conference looked like. Boston as well as Philadelphia were always going to compete with you in that sense. Right now, as you said, it feels like it's almost so easy for the Bucks to be able to do what we're doing. We know that it's not, but 13 consecutive games, how difficult do you think that is for players in that entire locker room and Coach Budenholzer from a coaching standpoint as well to make sure that no complacency sits in with the group?
I think it's really up to the players. When we had our winning streaks, it was easy. You just, I hate to say this, but you were just out there balling out. It's like you're on the playground just playing basketball, and it feels so natural. It feels easy, I don't think complacency will set in, because they're in the natural flow of playing the game of basketball the right way. I think that will continue. I'm not saying they'll win 20 or 30 in a row, but I think you'll see a 13 streak, and then you'll see a 14 streak, and you'll see a 10 streak, you'll see an 8 streak. This is the type of team that they have constructed, and the Bucks, I think, they're going to do very, very well in the playoffs.
And I know you're looking at this team. My thing with this team, the way it's constructed, and I love the way it's constructed, but I think if you look at the Eastern Conference, we'll never get ahead of ourselves, but it feels like it's the Bucks to lose right now.
Yeah, it's not a very strong conference this year. And I just don't think they'll lose it, because they went through it last year. They're extremely focused. They have a superstar that, as he matures and grows, he understands what it takes to play and win in the playoffs. It is certainly theirs to lose, but we can't underestimate Toronto, Boston, Philadelphia. Those are they're a good team. They're well-constructed also, but they don't have a Giannis. And that's the difference maker.
You know, Sidney, when we look back at the teams under Jason Kidd when he was here as head coach, and we look at what Coach Budenholzer has done since he's come in, it seems like a little bit different views and philosophies of how to go about things. Kidd took a lot of criticism nationally about wanting to play 90s-style basketball, and it wasn't the way to do it in today's age. And you look at Budenholzer and his let it fly mantra of letting Giannis shoot threes whenever he's open, or anybody else for that matter, and look at the success Brook Lopez had last year when he wasn't known to be a three-point shooter either. When you look at the way it's played now, is it a fun game for you to watch with as many threes being taken and there's not nearly as much post play anymore like there used to be?
Well, with the Bucks, it's fun to watch. I can't say with every team, because remember, Giannis is a post presence. Yep. So we do have a post presence in Giannis. We might not dump it into him like traditionally you feed the post, but he dribbles down to the post quite a bit and makes plays from there. And the thing about the coaching staff with the Bucks and the front office, for that matter, is they have gotten shooters. They have built their roster around guys that can shoot. I don't think any coach will just want any player shooting three-point shots if they're not good three-point shooters or effective three-point shooters. But they do have on that roster guys that they're proficient in shooting threes, so they have the freedom to take that shot whenever it's available.
Sidney, the freedom to shoot like that is so much different in today's NBA. You played back in the 80s when if you weren't hitting a solid percentage, you better not be shooting as many and the volume of three-pointers as they do today. Which do you prefer, the style of hard inside basketball, five-on-five, that you guys played back in the 80s, or more of the free and open that we're seeing nowadays?
I don't know. I think they both have their benefits. I would say that when I played, really, we played a lot of three-on-three basketball, and they did a ton of isolation where you had two guys out isolated, and you were actually putting your best three players against their best three players. If you look at the point production, our point production was pretty high for not having many three-point shots. So transition was a big part of what we did, and also the inside-outside game where you actually – use the post like Giannis does to create double teams and then swing the ball around the perimeter to create open shots, be it a two or a three. I just think it's the quality of the play and the ability to move the basketball, regardless of if it's the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or today, that never really changes. What has changed, obviously, like you stated, is the volume of three-point shots that teams are taking, and that's certainly different than what I was accustomed to seeing when I played in the 80s.
Sydney, I'm so excited to be joined by you on a bunch of the postgame shows this year coming up. As we break down this team, we're going to start it up hot and heavy here in December and go all the way through the rest of the regular season. Just tremendous insight that I know you're going to bring in. I can't wait to work with you. I'm really, really excited and glad we were able to announce it here today. And welcome to the fan team, Sydney.
Yes, go fan team and go Bucks. We're going to have fun.
No doubt about it. Sydney Moncrief, appreciate it, man. You have a happy holiday season. Okay. We'll talk soon.
Will do. Bye.
That's Sydney Moncrief joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.